This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be another nice week here, so enjoy it in the garden. Get out there, do some work there, because it's definitely the summer you is going to thank the spring you for doing this work now instead of when it's the hot, hot sun. So definitely, if you have some time, get out there, get some work done. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to a number of things, and he had some other questions right before we hit the break, so I wanted to come back to him. So, Bill, you had another question for us?
Yes, I got a real kind of a crazy question. Is it possible and easy to do to grow, would be to grow tomatoes and cucumbers in a basement with grow lights?
Yeah, no, that's that. You know, anything's possible, obviously. But
well, I know that. But is it feasible? I mean, is it economical?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely can be done. I've seen it done. You know, the thing is, are they going to get big? You know, how are you going to put, are they going to be on the ground? Are they going to be on a table? You know, how are you going to grow them? Is it a hydroponic system? You know, what is it? That will determine it, but it can definitely be done, especially if you have some space for the plants to grow.
Well, I got the space. The space is not the problem. I'm just figuring out the light system, and I can use soil or I can go hydroponics. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so if you can do either one of those, I see no problem, honestly. The biggest thing, like I said, is making sure that it's going to get the right amount of light and it's going to have enough space for it to get bigger for you.
Okay. Where would I go to get information on that? To the university?
So the university would have something along those lines, definitely. If you're looking to get more information on, like, if you should go hydroponic or not, I think, you know, a lot of universities will have it. I personally like the University of Massachusetts, but out in Minnesota, they got some great schools out there, so you could try. You could definitely try that one. The extensions are what we're really looking for at the university level.
Right.
There are a number of companies out there that I would look at. The different hydroponic systems of how you would want to do it. You could get so extreme where, you know, you spend a couple thousand dollars and build like towers with it. It's going to depend on how much you want to invest into it. Is going to depend on what you use, etc.
Well, I'm a practical guy.
Yeah.
The cheaper, the better. And you know, I don't want to get fancy. I just, you know, want to be able to grow them.
Yep.
Grow them correctly. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars if you want to go that route. But, no, I want to just make it inexpensive and see if it's possible.
Well, it's definitely possible. I can tell you that. My grandfather used to have in his basement, in a big laundry room, he had a giant planting area where he had grow lights and everything, where he would plant all winter. So it's definitely possible. Honestly, if you want to do something a little bit easier, you know, in some of the areas, a good one to do that you can turn over a few times would be like lettuces. Those do really well because they take less time to produce, right? They're going to, you know, 30 to 45 days, depending upon some of them, whereas, you know, your tomatoes, et cetera, can take up to 120-plus days.
Right.
So,
but I'm not a rabbit. I love tomatoes and love cucumbers.
So you can definitely do it. There are a number of people who are doing that without a problem.
So I
would highly recommend doing it if you're looking to keep it throughout the year. You know, the other thing is, too, tomatoes, everybody when they plant tomatoes kind of look at it, okay, I have from this date and then it's over. But tomatoes will continue to grow if they're in the right conditions. So my thought process for you would possibly be to look at it and say, some of the ones that you've established outside, say they're in a patio container or a bigger pot, they can go outside for part of the year, get the natural light, and then come inside when it gets too cold and keep them going throughout the year. So there's a possibility there as well. So you're getting the best of both worlds, right? You're getting the natural light outside. You're keeping it in a bigger container instead of putting it in the ground, so you're not worrying about the transplant shock. And then as the days cool down, bring it inside, use those grow lights to keep it going throughout the, you know, the winter months, if you will, or the fall, and really get it going that way.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, you know,
we've grown them before, just in the house with not very good grow lights. No grow lights, just lights, and we could get them the bloom and everything, but they wouldn't set, especially on the cucumbers. And we even self pollinated, and we couldn't get them to.
Well, I think so. I think that's part of maybe having them go outside, right? To allow yourself to use what nature's giving you for, you know, for free, if you will.
Right.
And then getting them established and then using them throughout. Because, again, they don't just stop growing because it's, you know, September 30th or, you know what I mean? They don't have an expiration date, really.
Right, especially the indeterminate.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, some of the newer tomatoes, they're determinate. They produce so many tomatoes, and they're going to be done.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'll let you go, and enjoy your program.
All right, Bill. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a great day outside, cooler. It's going to be a little bit warmer today than it has been, but it's not going to be in those high 90 temperatures, right, where you can get out there and enjoy yourself in the garden and not have to worry about, overdoing it. I mean, like I said, it'll be a little bit warm, but it's not going to be too bad. But get out there, enjoy yourself in the garden while you can, because that summer temperatures, you know, they're not far away. They're going to be here before you know it. So definitely get out there, enjoy the weather, enjoy the the sun. Enjoy everything out there that you can get. So definitely worth getting out to the garden, planting. You can still be putting vegetables in. You can be putting a lot of things out, you know, adding color, adding a lot of different aspects to the garden. I know here in New England, a lot of us are looking at some of our hydrangeas and saying, why aren't they starting to push growth a little bit more? They're starting to really push, at least at my house. I noticed a lot of those sticks are starting to fill in. I think we talked about it either last week or the week before. We were kind of saying, what's going on? It's not really producing the way I want it to. And I was kind of saying, all right, let's hope, because we usually say once May is over, you can start looking at cutting those sticks. But this year, it might be once June is over to cut those sticks. So look into it this season. I can definitely see it's, waiting is going to be beneficial for us. So look into that this year. Because so far, it has been, waiting, at least at my house, has been working. Now, we're going to take a break here. If you have any questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll try to answer more of your gardening questions, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few phone calls on the line, so I want to get right into there. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Summer's finally got here.
Yeah.
Couple questions. What is the best fertilizer to apply to blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries? The other question that I have this morning is, my wife decided to plant like 20, maybe even more, straw flowers into a 3-foot window box. Is that too close for them? And I guess the other thing is, what do I use to blue up my hydrangea heads?
Okay. So, let's start with the fruit there. There's a product out there from Espoma called Berry Tone. That's a good one to start it off the season. Get that, mix that into the soil around all the different types of berries that you have. Get them the nutrients they need. And then throughout the season, I'd be using liquid fertilizer, something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest or, a Peter's Bloom Booster to help push some of the flowers, to push the fruit. So okay. That would be one. Now, for the straw flower, I think you'll be fine with that. It'll just be nice and full. I don't see a problem with it. You could always, as they get bigger, say you're starting to notice that some of the leaves on, like, the centers are turning yellow. You could thin it out a little bit, but I think it would be all right.
Okay.
Now,
all right. We'll see.
Okay.
And the other thing is the endless summer. What do I add to the soil to get the heads to turn blue? They're all, just green right now.
Yes. Yeah, so to get them to push the blue color, you want to use a product, again, from Espoma called Soil Acidifier. So the more acidic the soil is, the deeper the blue, the deeper the almost like purple color will come up.
Okay.
So I'd be looking to use something along that line to really push the acidity on your hydrangea. They love the acidic soil, and that pushes the color. Now, the blueberries are the same way. Blueberries love acidic soil as well. So depending upon how the soil is, maybe, you know, throw a handful or so on those blueberries of that same soil acidifier to help really get that soil to where it wants to be to produce the fruit as well.
Okay. All right. I can get to all of that stuff and do that. Okay. We'll see what happens this week because we got plenty of berries as far as strawberries go. And my wife's saying, when are they going to turn red? I says, well, I'm going to have to find out what to feed them.
Yeah. Definitely. The other thing, too, is, you know, they're going to turn red, the next few weeks. The temperatures. So you want the warm weather to help produce that red color to them. But the extreme temperatures can do the opposite on a lot of different fruit. If it gets too hot where, you know, we've had some high 90 degree days, it slows down production and slows down ripening. So these 80 degree days that are in our future in the next few weeks will help that. When it gets like above 85 to 90, it can slow down. It has like the opposite effect. So that could be part of it as well, but I would definitely feed it and then use like a Neptune's Harvest in about like 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, Bob.
Thank you very much. Have a great show and take care of yourself.
You as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, like I said, temperatures, extreme temperatures can affect the fruiting of your plants, especially, you know, deep into the summer. So if you're seeing things not ripen up, that could be part of it. We'll discuss that and more after the break. I know we do have some more calls in line, so give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. Just in from China, at least 12 people were killed in a massive gas explosion in central China today. The blast took place at about 6:30 a.m. local time, Cheyenne City. 138 people have been rescued from the area, including 37 with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is under investigation. President Biden is wrapping up his visit to the G7 summit, then it's on to the NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a major meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back.
Putin says relations with the U.S. are at the lowest point in decades, calling President Biden radically different from former President Trump. Angela Merkel says she'll come to visit the White House July 15th.
It will be her last, as she is not running for election. This is USA Radio News. Over 100 employees of a Houston hospital have their COVID vaccine mandate tossed from court, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling.
The East is cooling down for a bit, but the West is bracing for a heat wave. Here's Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor's in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm thoroughly enjoying your show. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I have a viburnum, healthy bush. Excuse me. We cut it back last year, and it came back beautifully this year. But about 2 weeks ago, I noticed my leaves were curling and drying. And I know that you have talked about this, but, of course, I didn't write it down. And I don't want to put an oil on it in the warm weather. So could you tell me what I should spray or do on this viburnum?
Okay. So the, you know, you had mentioned the, you know, oils, not wanting to put them on the heat during the heat. That's exactly right. We don't want to put it on any heat when it is 85 degrees or hotter. Have you noticed any insects climbing around?
No, I have not. And there is actually new growth that is coming out of these leaves that are all curled up. So I'm wondering if I should do anything or if I just don't want to take any chances with it.
Okay, so what I would look to be doing is on the viburnum leaves where they're curling, see if they're, you know, when they curl like that, sometimes what will happen is there's an insect there that is underneath the leaf. It's kind of wrapped up in the leaf. So that would be one spot to start to look to see if you can find anything there. When it does come to, you know, curl like this, there's two thoughts that could be happening, right? Aphids is one of them, and then the other one could be thrip, right? That could be on there. I would say it's more likely than not an aphid, as thrips aren't as common on there. So what I would look to be doing is I would definitely be looking to spray with an oil, like an all-seasons oil, something along those lines. I think the temperatures should be cool enough where it's going to be below 85, and you can definitely spray without, you know, worrying about it. I wouldn't be pushing spray in like a couple weeks. Again, it just has to be, if it's 85 or over, that's when I don't spray. So I'd be looking at using the all seasons oil. Bonite has an all seasons oil, something like that to spray, because it's going to do both. It would take care of both. It wouldn't just take care of like one of the insects. If it had a problem with aphids, it would take care of aphids. If it was thrip, it would do the same for thrip. So that's why I would look at using the all seasons oil.
Okay. All right. I will do that. We're expecting, you know, some showers the next few days. So, I'm sure it won't be over 85.
So if you're going to get rain, you know, heavy rain, I'd take a look at maybe waiting till the day after. But I think the rain later, I'm not sure if it's going to be later today or not. I think you'd be all right doing it this morning. If what I like to do is if there are, you know, flowers on there, if there are flowers still in the viburnum or if there's anything in the area that you're spraying that has flowers on it, just be aware of the surroundings for your, you know, for the pollinators that are in the area, you know, your bees, et cetera, because it's an oil. Even though it's organic, oil would suffocate any insect, right? So it might be better to be spraying at night, like when at dusk, when the sun's starting to go down, so any of those, you know, pollinators have left the area, and we're not hurting the beneficial insects as well.
I see. Okay. All right. Just a quick question.
Sure.
On forsythia. It bloomed well this year, but not as good. And I'm not using anything on it, on the forsythia bushes.
Okay.
Should I be, you know, for a nicer flower?
Well, so definitely. I mean, fertilizing each year on your plants is going to only help the plants.
Right.
It's not going to hurt them. So, you know, if you can fertilize, you know, each year, you know, just an all-purpose fertilizer would be fine to use. It would definitely be helpful. It's not like it's going to do any harm. It's just going to do good for your plants.
Okay. All right. Forsythia, do they like acidic soil or not?
They're not like they don't love the acidic soil, but the acidity is not going to affect them as much unless it's really bad.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Eleanor. You have a great rest of your day.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Glenn is in Maine.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a... Well, my garden is like your dad's was. It's pure yellow sand, but I've been adding compost for years and years, and now I have brown sand. I tend to fertilize, when it dries, it's beautiful when it's damp. When it dries out, it's definitely sand. I've been just fertilizing with basically the compost, leaf compost that you know, the town drops off the leaves in the fall, and I compost them and use that pretty much for making raised beds mixed with the sand and as a fertilizer and stuff. But I'm wondering if I ought to use another, like an all-purpose fertilizer. When I go to the store, Espoma gets me so confused looking at it. My eyes just start crossing. I'm looking at that Espoma display trying to figure out what to use.
Okay, now what do you, it would depend on kind of what you're growing, but at the same time, if you're looking for like an all-purpose, you could use their garden food, like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10.
Would that be the garden tone?
No, they have a garden food. I know it's, okay. Here's the, where it becomes a little, you know, tricky, right? They have a garden food that, is a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10. If you're, you know, it would, like I said, it would really depend on what you're growing. What are you growing?
Well, it's pretty much all around. I have the asparagus bed. I tend to use just grass clippings on that, you know, that I mow from the field.
Yep.
And sprinkle in some compost. I've never added any liquid or granular. I grow your basic stuff, you know, beans, corn, the root crops, beets, peas, carrots, potatoes. I got some small fruit. I got grapes.
Gotcha.
You know, so, I do have some flowers, you know, a couple of gladiolus beds and stuff like that. Your leafy vegetables.
Okay, so what I would look to do is at the beginning of the year, beginning of the season, before you really get anything into the ground, and once the ground is starting to thaw, using your garden tone or the garden food, like a 10-10-10 all-purpose. And then during the season, I'd be looking at using a liquid fertilizer, something that you mix up, something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest or, you know, Peter's...
Yeah, fish or a kelp or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would be using that during the most of the growing season to really help that, you know, the compost and everything that you've had releasing a lot of those nutrients. So it's not just, you know, sitting in the soil. That fertilizer that you add helps activate the compost, etc. And it's going to help have a stronger, healthier plant.
Yeah, what I'm thinking about doing is also is sending a sample of just that finished compost over to Nature's Way there for one of their tests and see what they say. You know, the leaves, you know.
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. One of the things with that, you know, so it's a town compost, right? So they're not. You don't know what goes into it if...
Well, it's my compost. They just drop off truckloads of leaves that they vacuumed up.
Oh, okay. I got you. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Pretty much roadside leaves, including, you know, the occasional plastic bottle, an aluminum can, and a dog bone.
Gotcha. Well, so if you're building that compost, I mean, I would definitely, just for your knowledge, for what you're doing, kind of get it tested to say, all right, this is kind of where I'm starting. What else can I add to it? Because, you know, to get your compost to that neutral level that you're looking for, you might be able to just add a nutrient into it to help build it up. So when you put it in, you're not doing as much later. I mean, I definitely highly recommend doing that. Leaf compost is great. Once it's broken down, it can really enrich the soil. So, I mean, you're on the right track. You definitely are. Everything you're telling me is perfect to put into the garden. So I like what you're doing. I would just look at adding, you know, a liquid fertilizer during the season to just enhance that compost that you've put into the soil.
Okay, enhance, that's the word that I'm looking for then. Would I want a foliar or a soil drench on the liquid?
I like the soil drenches myself because we're looking to add micronutrients to the root system. so they can build stronger roots, build,
yeah,
you know, a deeper and wider root base. The other thing just to look at for next year, going forward with your garden, is with the plants, instead of ripping them out at the end of the year, maybe just cutting them down to about an inch or so above the ground, leaving the root system into the soil for the winter, because all the nutrients that you've done this, that you've put through on this year, will stick into the ground. So next year when you start to plant, you get kind of a head start. So that's something to be thinking about at the end of this year.
Yeah, that would work on everything but the carrots, the beets, and potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Take those out of the ground.
Yeah, no, definitely. But like your, you know, your tomatoes, things like that, you leave them in there, that root system will be a very good for next year as well.
All righty. I hear the music, and I ask one more quick thing. What do I do for my lawn out by the road? It looks like a grub-infested lawn, but I know it's salt, and I'll maybe listen for the answer.
All right, so we're going to take a break. I will get that answer right as we come on to the next break, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Glenn. He had a number of questions, but as he was getting off the phone with us, he was wondering about the sides of the road where it looks like almost grub damage, but he knows that it's from the salt. He knows that it's, you know, that winter damage that can happen, right? So what can he do to help fix it? So when this happens, what I like to do at the beginning of the season, as soon as the ground starts to thaw, using a product like a pelletized gypsum or a product you can get from either Jonathan Green called Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Both of those products are fast acting, where once they hit the ground, they start to work. Whereas a straight pelletized gypsum can take some time to really break down. But what it does is it helps push the salt through the soil so the salt doesn't just sit there and kill the grass. So this product would help open up the soil underneath it to allow it to flush out easier. At this point in time, I'd look more to use like the Love Your Soil or the Sulfur. Use it a couple times in 6-week intervals to allow that the nutrients that are there to be released, the trapped nutrients, allow it to come back and help green up those areas so it doesn't look so bad. And then watering it if you can, because we know that by a sidewalk or by the road, it's a lot hotter because of the pavement that's there. So they tend to burn up a little bit more, and that could be part of it. So Hopefully that helps you out, Glenn, with that problem for the side of the road that looks like it's winter damage from the salt. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Lowell.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My front yard's looking great, but my backyard is being taken over by those little whirly things that fly down. I'm not sure what tree they're from, either maple or oak.
Yep.
Those little tiny whirly things.
Yeah.
They've infested my backyard now, and I see millions of little trees. Didn't have this problem last year. Any recommendations?
Well, they're most likely going to be the maple trees. Those are the ones that will fall down like that and do their thing the most. Now you're just seeing like very little sprouts. They're small. They're not like a
stem. That's right.
Like,
yeah, they're tiny little sprouts with two leaves. Right.
So the easiest way, which isn't easy on your back, but it's the easiest way to do it would be to pull them out, pull as many out as you can. It's not as simple as saying, all right, like it's a weed in the lawn that you can spray it with something that will, not kill the lawn, but will kill the weed, right? Because it's more of a woody structure to it. So it's not one where you could just find like a Weed Beater Ultra or something along those lines to get rid of them. You might be able to look at using a brush killer from Boneide. I believe the brush killer, I have to look it up at the same time, but the brush killer, I think, won't kill the lawn. It's more for the, weeds, et cetera.
I gotcha, yeah. But last year I had more moss in that area, and then I was able to, get most of the moss and, get some of that grass. I got some good grass from Natural Alternatives, grass seed. It took off. But now, I guess I didn't pick up those little maple whirly seed pods, but do a better job of that next time, I guess. But I think what I'm going to do is try to cut it back lower when I get a chance. When the grass gets higher, I'll just cut it back a little lower and try to start pulling them by hand, like you said.
Yeah, so just be careful when it gets warm out. By cutting the lawn too low, you don't want it to burn it up, right?
Yes, sir.
Look into that brush killer from Boneide, because it does actually kill weeds, the tough weeds, but it doesn't kill the lawn. So that might be a good option for you. All right?
I'll look into that. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Have a great one. We'll be back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.